Also joining us in studio is gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 312-981-7200. One of the reasons that we had invited State Treasurer Frerichs in studio was to talk about the auction coming up with unclaimed property. Is this unclaimed property?
Unclaimed property, things that were left in safe deposit boxes. Okay. So if there are any collectors out there, people who collect coins or currency, artwork, jewelry, they can go to our live auction at Plumbers Local 130 on West Randolph. Mm-hmm. It'll be on May the 12th, starting at 11 o'clock. But if they're interested in what kind of things we're auctioning, they can go to illinoistreasurer.gov, click on iCash, the auction, and they can see a preview. There's about $100,000 worth of things we'll be auctioning off on May the 12th.
Have you ever been to his office in Springfield where they have like that the display case, and there's all kinds of, there's, you know, collector's coins, and I think there's like an old baseball or maybe old, you know, all kinds of things like dating back from before the Civil War.
Things that have been abandoned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Very cool.
It's an amazing office, but I think he's probably going to get his own office.
Are you trying to figure that one out? How has it been? Now, the last time JB was here, I said, do you remember what I asked you? I told you I'm going to ask you why you're rich. I thought we'd move on from that.
It's a new set of questions.
Right. Well, my first question is, you know, what has it been like for you now that you've won the primary? You've gone across the state of Illinois. Obviously, you know a lot about Chicago. Your name is prominent here. What were you most surprised by meeting people across the state?
Well, the neglect, honestly, that state government has had for so many people in central and southern Illinois. I really felt strongly as I traveled the state that people would come up to me and they would share their stories about how, you know, the services that they'd been relying upon for years had gone away over the last few years under Governor Rauner, that with no budget for 2 years and 6 days, that substance abuse clinics had closed, mm-hmm. and shelters that they were aware of and new people who were using were closing, and mental health facilities. People rely on services from mental health facilities, and when they close in central and southern Illinois, people end up having to drive an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours away in order to get help, where they used to have maybe a half hour, 40-minute drive.
And many people will simply give up and not even seek those services out because it becomes prohibitive.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, no jobs really are being created in central and southern Illinois. And Bruce Rauner, when he was running for office, promised he was going to bring jobs back. He had no plan for it. He's done nothing. There's nobody helping with small business creation downstate. In fact, he's decimated that, which was run through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Those small business offices that used to exist, they're gone. And so people have just, they're on the verge of losing hope. And so I really found people have engaged in our campaign because they want change and they want somebody who's paying attention.
I was thinking about this morning that, people are cynical about government, about politics. Not that we haven't always. I think people have always been suspicious of politicians, but a lot leads to it, whether it's social media and the fighting in between, if you're a conservative or a liberal, you can't see eye to eye on things. There's a lot of corruption, obviously. We've had problems not only in the city of Chicago, but in the state of Illinois. But one of the things that I'm concerned about is that we no longer seem to have somebody in the executive office of Illinois, and perhaps I think this is true of the federal level, is that once one party wins that office, and I can't remember anybody who led the state of Illinois as though they were the governor of all people. I feel as though Blagojevich and Quinn often felt like they were Democrat governors, not the governor of Illinois. I feel like Rauner is a Republican governor, not the governor of Illinois. You know, not since Edgar, not since Thompson have I felt like somebody really, regardless of party, were there for Illinoisans. How do you plan to lead people as though they are your fellow Illinoisans?
I think the first thing is I'm a listener and I'm a believer that in order to be a good leader, you've got to listen well. And that means that you got to recognize that good ideas can come from anywhere. They don't just come from Democrats. I'm a Democrat and have been my whole life. But sometimes Republicans have good ideas.
Sometimes Democrats have bad ideas.
And sometimes Democrats have bad ideas. And the point is that if you listen and work with people, you can end up with really good programs for the state of Illinois and that'll help lift up working families. And that's the kind of leader that I think I'll be as governor. I know that's what I have done both in business and in the nonprofit world during the course of my life.
We have a listener named Jim who wants to join us. Hey, Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
What was your question for JB?
Hi, JB. I'm a fan of yours, JB, and a Democrat, but I'll vote for the best candidate. Two questions. My Republican friends, how can you support JB when he was friends with Blagojevich? And second is, how are we going to address these pensions? It really bothers most people. A lot of firm companies have 401ks, and that's how we—that's how it works today in business world. Why aren't we going to that type of model with our state employees?
Well, thanks, Jim. First of all, you know, I've been engaged in changing public policy across the nation and here in Illinois really my whole adult life. And so that's why I've gotten to know state legislators and governors and congressmen and even presidents, because I care deeply about particularly early childhood education and some other issues that I've been engaged in, you know, making sure we're feeding our most vulnerable and hungry young children in school. And so that's why I get to know politicians, and some of them turn out to be really great at what they do, and some of them turn out to be scoundrels. And, you know, you gotta watch and listen, of course. On your point about pensions, look, we have a challenge in the state of Illinois, and the challenge is that Bruce Rauner's convinced everybody we can't pay the pensions that are owed. Let me remind you that when a teacher takes a job, they're not being overpaid. They're getting promised a salary, they're getting promised a pension to go with it, and that's a deal. That's a promise. That's a contract. And the state has to live up to it. It's a moral obligation. I intend to make sure that we do that. We can do it. Bruce Rauner's tried to convince people we can't. He even wanted to have the state of Illinois' pension system declared bankrupt, which is illegal right now, thank goodness. But he wanted to have the law changed federally. I believe strongly that I've talked about how we could do that to make sure that we're stepping up the payments into the system and leveling them out so that we can manage the budget of the state of Illinois. But don't be fooled by Bruce Rauner. He consistently has lied about this and so many other things. And I really believe that a pension is a promise, and I know we can live up to it.
Steve Bertrand, our newsman, has a question for you.
Mr. Pritzker, the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability out, I'm sure you saw yesterday, with a couple of ideas for a graduated income tax. I know you've spoken in favor of that. I think there's one was no change up to $300,000, and then there was a tax credit available. Another changed the rate for lower income earners. Where are you on their proposals, and what's yours?
Well, let's back up and point to, you know, what is a progressive income tax? Essentially, it's asking those who are most able to pay to step up and pay more in a higher rate than people in the middle class and those striving to get there. And so what I believe is a fundamental principle for a progressive income tax in the state of Illinois is that we cut taxes on the middle class and those striving to get there. That's fundamental. That is a principal component of whatever it is that we come up with once I become governor. But a progressive income tax is necessary. It's fair. Today, we have a flat income tax system. And when we say flat, it really isn't flat. People at the lower income levels actually pay a higher rate as a result of having a flat marginal rate of income tax.
Well, would you see your plan including a tax credit the way this group was proposing one, or would you change the tax rates altogether?
Well, I think we need an amendment to the Constitution of the state of Illinois in order to put in a progressive income tax. So the critical thing here is that under the CTBA plan, there, and that's just one of a number of ways to have a progressive income tax, but look at theirs, for example. 98% of people under their plan would get a tax cut. And I think that's, you know, a decent principle to go by, that the vast majority of people under a progressive income tax should get a tax cut. And then once again, people who are wealthy, people like Bruce Rauner, people like me, should pay a higher rate.
Anything else, Steve?
Nope, that's good. Thank you.
I got to go to a break, and we have more questions coming in, and I'm getting texts and getting more phone calls. We're hanging out with J.B. Pritzker, who is a gubernatorial candidate for the governor of Illinois. Well, I guess that's kind of redundant for the state of Illinois. Treasurer Frerichs, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. And one more time, the date for that auction?
May the 12th, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning at Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 130 Hall on Randolph.
And you can go to illinoistreasurer.gov to find out not only about the auction coming up for unclaimed property, but also find out if you have some iCash sitting out there.
We'd love to put more money into your listeners' hands.
I love that you love doing that. And I'm excited to get a check. More after this on 720 WGN. J.B. Pritzker is running for governor of Illinois, and a lot of people want to know what he's going to do that's different than the last rich guy that's in the office right now. I guess that's kind of the way they put it. Some people want to know, I've heard people say, say you're not really a man of the people. Like, do you really, can you really relate to what it's like to struggle to live paycheck to paycheck? And you know, it's not, it's something that people are really concerned about.
You know, I've been engaged my whole life in lifting up working families across Illinois, across the United States. I think you know that for more than 20 years, I've been a leader in early childhood education, particularly for the most at-risk youth. Those are the kids that need the most assistance. They're also the ones we need to make sure are ready for kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I also helped to expand President Obama's No Kid Hungry program here in the state of Illinois to 230,000 kids in low-income school districts. I've been engaged in creating jobs and helping people start small businesses. In fact, more than 7,000 jobs and hundreds of businesses have been created just at the incubator that I founded 1871 here in Chicago. So, you know, look, I've been working for all of those issues, but I think the thing to pay attention to is what are the values of the people who are running for public office? And I think I've demonstrated over the course of my life that basic fundamental democratic values of fighting for social and economic justice, for equality and inclusion, those are my values. That's what I believe in, and that's what I'll bring to the governor's office.
One of our listeners has a question. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Is it Aileen?
Yes.
Hi, Aileen. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm just fine.
What do you want to ask?
I wanted to ask JB about all of the millions that he spent and Ronner spent on the campaign. I got about a half a dozen of those big 8.5 by 11 glossy advertisements in the mail, and the schools are crying out. I sub at the Bloomington District 87 schools in the office, and the teachers and secretaries are buying all kinds of things because the schools can't afford it. And I just think that those millions that you spent would have been better served at the school.
Well, you bring up two really important issues. One is about campaign finance reform, something I believe strongly in. But remember that the challenge that we have today is that under Citizens United, under the federal rulings recently, particularly by the Supreme Court, we unfortunately have a system where there's just unlimited money that's flowing into the political system. And it's unfair. It's unjust. And actually, it benefits the Republicans much more than it does Democrats. I got into this race after Bruce Rauner wrote himself a $50 million check. And then he took $20 million from one of the members of the Koch brothers' right-wing network. That's Ken Griffin, the wealthiest man in the state of Illinois. And with that $70 million as a beginning of this campaign, you know, it's a ridiculous way to operate a campaign system. We need to change that. We need to put in campaign finance limits. But, you know, as Senator Paul Simon said, while he was fighting for campaign finance reform, he said, we can't unilaterally disarm and let the Republicans overtake us with a wash of money while we're fighting for campaign finance reform. We've got to simultaneously beat them and put in campaign finance reform. And that's what I intend to do. So that's at least on that front. On the funding of education, that's been a centerpiece of my campaign. You've heard me talk about the need for a fair tax system in the state, a progressive income tax statement, progressive income tax system, which I believe will help us pay for the kind of education that we want across the state of Illinois. It's fundamental to take the burden off of the local property tax system and make sure that we're paying for it at the state level. So, and then final point I'd make is that I actually personally have contributed tens of millions of dollars to the education system, particularly early childhood education. Believe strongly that that is how we raise up the economic condition of the state of Illinois and lift up working families.
But I think you, and Aileen, thank you so much for calling. But I think you can see what Aileen is saying is that we, you know, it's hard. I think it's hard at the experience level, and this goes back to, you know, what it feels like to be on the other side of this struggle of watching millions being spent when teachers can barely afford to buy the supplies and things that they need for their children. You can certainly understand that frustration, right, Eileen?
100%. That's why we need more. That's why we need to fund our education system properly. We have a vastly unfair system where the quality of an education that you get in East St. Louis is not nearly the quality of an education that you get in Winnetka, Illinois. And we need to make sure that every child gets a quality education.
We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. Coming up on the 2 p.m. news, the Chicago crime numbers are down, and Siebert will tell us more about that. More in a moment on 720 WGN.